Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information, and support.
When it comes to listening to audio, and for many blind and partially sighted people, this will be the preferred way to access news and information, not to mention reading books or listening to a talking newspaper or magazine, choice seems to be the name of the game. And even though audio providers are producing their content in a variety of different ways, one of the carriers that's fast rising to the top of the list is the USB memory stick. It's also known as a USB flash drive or thumb drive, the last of those names because it vaguely resembles a human thumb in shape and size. If you haven't come across them, they're often plugged into the outside of a USB player, and the sound on it is controlled in much the same way as you would a CD, skipping from one track to another, or fast-forwarding or backwards within a track. These tracks can also be stored in folders for easier access. USB players might typically cost between, say, £25 and £35, but they can also be incorporated into more complicated and therefore expensive players, and USB memory sticks can be played on most computers. King's Audio actually designs USB players specifically for blind and partially sighted people. They've had their Sovereign player on the market for some time, and soon to be launched is its smaller, lighter little sister, the Sovereign Sonic, which measures 6 inches or 155 millimetres wide, and it weighs 235 grams. They sometimes refer to it as a speaker because it is in essence a pair of stereo loudspeakers with a few controls on the surface. Matt Kingsbury from King's Audio talked to us about the thinking that goes into designing a device like this specifically manufactured for vision impaired users, and he started by outlining the features of the new Sovereign Sonic player.
The major thing that makes it different is its size. The Sonic contains all the features of the Sovereign. It has the capacity to remember an infinite number of memory sticks. It has a fast forward and fast rewind facility within each track. It has skip back and skip forward, the same as the previous one, pause and reset to the beginning of the program. With the new Sovereigns and with the new Sonic, we also have the capacity to remember a number of folders, so you can move between folders quite easily at the click of a button.
And those are folders where sound is stored, so people might have a talking book on there or their local talking newspaper, whatever it might be.
That's right. So, for instance, a talking newspaper may want to produce their weekly newspaper, and then maybe every week, 2 weeks or every month, they may want to add a magazine as a completely separate folder. They may want to add excerpts from a book as a further folder. And now with the new model, you can actually move between folders. There's one button at the back on the top, and you simply click it and it'll take you to the next folder and onto the next folder.
Now, these are all the things that you've been thinking about designing the new Sovereign Sonic and making it, I presume, what blind and partially sighted people have told you they want from this sort of device. But just looking at the USB memory stick, I mean, to some people that will be a foreign term, USB.
Yes.
What is that? But one hears it a lot. Is it the new cassette, as it were? Is it the new format that people are really becoming quite accustomed to?
Yeah, this is the new format. As you quite rightly say, this replaces the cassette. We have found that there have been many, many people who've initially said, oh, we don't want to change from cassette, we're so used to it, it's so lovely. But once they've used the memory stick, which is just a small item which is inserted into the top of the speaker and can only be placed in one direction. In other words, they can't make a mistake. Unlike with a cassette, they could put side B in first. With this, it can only go in one way. It's easy to insert. It has no moving parts, so you're not going to get tangled tape. Tape's not going to stretch. For the talking newspapers, they're no longer limited to 90 minutes or have to gauge exactly to where side one ends. So it's an excellent item, and once people have tried it, we get 99.999% acceptance
And for you, the designers, the people who actually get these devices in the hands of blind and partially sighted people and design them in the first place, you talked a bit about the buttons before and finding the sound you want to hear and navigating around it. Mm. What controls have you put on the new Sonic to make it easy to find and move about the sound on one of these memory sticks?
On the Sonic, you've got a very obvious on, off and volume control button on the front. It's tactile to use. It's very clear. It clicks nicely when you switch it on. And then on the top, each button is a different shape so that it can be more easily identified. So, for instance, the front left button is shaped like a reverse arrow and will have tactile reverse arrow markings on it. The center button, the pause, is square, so it can be easily differentiated, and that will have two vertical lines, tactile lines, so that will show clearly its pause. And obviously the right-hand button for skipping forward will be forward-facing arrow with forward-facing tactile arrows. And then on the back is the restart button and the skip through the folders. That button will have raised arrows going in reverse directions, but very clearly each one being a different shape is easily identified. On the back we have the power supply socket and the headphone socket. These also have been differentiated by the power socket has a raised square area around it. The headphone socket has a raised circular area around it. And for people with residual vision, these and all the buttons have been coloured in a very, very bright yellow, and the rest of the whole body of the unit is black. So you've got a clear distinction for people with residual vision. You've got clear markings for people who are unsighted and using the tactile marks.
So you've got four buttons on the top, four control buttons, right, where the USB memory stick is plugged in, and the big round control on the front.
Yeah.
How quickly does someone get used to navigating around? You talk about finding audio, sound in a particular folder, listening to it. Do people get used to sort of moving around quite quickly and locating what they want?
Visitors from the different associations, when they go out to visit their prospective users, they reckon that within 10 minutes maximum, they have someone totally confident in using one of these units. I mean, many people just run their fingers across and say, yeah, that's so obvious, yes, that's easy to use, and within a couple of minutes, they're pretty familiar with it.
And the new Sovereign Sonic is expected to cost £28, with no postage and packing charges applying to blind and partially sighted customers. Although not officially launched until January, designers King's Audio can answer questions about the brand new player, and they can take advanced orders now. And they can be phoned on 01935 411322 or emailed at enquiries@kingsaudio.co.uk.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.